Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're on The Burt Show.
Y'all, it finally happened. I got to go to Burt's new house.
Which one? You've missed three. I've been to three new homes.
I saw the first. I saw the townhouse. Uh-huh. Okay. Yep. I saw the townhouse.
That was the post-divorce.
Correct.
Okay.
And then, because I did my laundry there. I also saw the house after that.
Okay.
Which was lovely. You had a Christmas party there and everything.
Oh, that's right. That Remember? Was wild, man.
Yes, it was.
It was a party. It was fun.
Yeah, it was. That was wild. Yeah.
And then you moved after that. That house I never saw.
That was the one all the way up in, like, Toronto.
Correct.
Swanee.
Yes, yeah. Right. I never made the Lord of the Rings trek to Swanee. However, I got my ass to Johns Creek.
Yes, you did.
I did. And it was so funny. So I'm driving.
And you should
and
know
I'm driving.
And you should know this.
And I'm driving.
Hold on. Hold on.
And I'm driving. No.
Well, it's not that far.
It's a 30-minute drive from my house.
From Buckhead.
Yes.
From Buckhead to Johns Creek. And again, if you're a new listener, I just have a weird quirk about people being in my house no reason.
I could feel it.
Could you really?
Yes.
That's funny because I didn't feel it at all when you were there.
Oh, you did it?
Not at all.
So I get there and I pull up and I brought like a little small housewarming gift because I got you the stone for Riggins for the new house. But because I know you're cutting back on alcohol, I brought us some mocktails, right? So I got some mocktails and some, you know, some environmentally conscious straws. And I pull up to the house, and you have a gorgeous home in a beautiful neighborhood.
Thank you.
I mean, pulling in, I knew I was in for a treat because they have like a full-on like koi pond fountain waterfall feature in the very front of this neighborhood. So I get and I pull, and you come to the door, and it was, you know, I felt like we were awkward.
That's funny because I think I was only awkward when I opened up the door because it's been so long.
Yes.
Right? That this little thing has turned into a big thing because it's just been way too long. I mean, because we're too good of friends for you not to be over. But I just didn't grow up in a home where my parents allowed the kids in the house, like his neighbors in the house. So when there's anybody in my house, including my own family, when there's anybody out of my family in the house, it just gives me this awkward feeling. But as soon as I opened up the door, it was only awkward for me for a second because it just felt stupid that it's taken so long. That's the only awkwardness I had.
So I come in and Bert gives me like the tour of the house, right? Because, I mean, that's what you do. And it's a beautiful home with the full furnished basement. Like Hollis has his own freaking lair down there.
It's
He's
stupid.
Living the teenage dream.
And it's a guy's tour. It's not a tour a woman would give another woman because I've seen this before where Tiffany is giving people a tour of the house and she'll spend 8 minutes in each room explaining exactly like the motivation behind the decorations and blah, blah, blah. And for a guy, it's like, okay, so there's the bathroom. There's the living room. This is the main room where we don't eat. Upstairs is the master. Let me take you up there real quick. Yeah. I mean, we are done in a minute and a half.
But he's like, but I mean, you didn't miss it. Or he's like, here's the laundry room. And I'm like, thanks. we went outside, we checked out the decks, and then it was so funny because I did, and then after we both had a glass of wine, I felt we were like, okay, now we're buddy, we're good friends again, and this is totally fine. But it was so funny because it's sweet because you care, and I don't know if it's the people pleaser in you or what it was, but it was just so funny that there was, even though you and I have known each other for 12 years and we're dear friends, like there was that little bit of awkwardness because, you know, I'm just kind of walking around. I'm doing, and I'm going to post this later on Instagram, that Tiffany Haddish viral audio that's like, ooh, that's nice. Ooh, that's nice.
Well, it's intimidating to have somebody like you over for me because your house is so put together and it is so beautiful and you take so much pride in it.
Well, thank you.
That quite honestly, our house wasn't decorated until last week, totally last week. And we've been in it almost a year. I went with Hayden to Japan.
Have you already been in that house a year?
Almost a year, I
really?
Think.
Really?
Is it almost a year?
Can't be.
No, it can't
be. That feels
be.
Too fast.
7-8 months? Something like that?
Maybe.
Whatever it is. Anyway, so when I was in Japan, Tiffany finished the decorating on the house and surprised me. So when I came home, I'm like, now I can have Kristen over. So I legitimately, as soon as I walked in the door, and I thought, all right, she's done a really great job decorating this place. That's when I called and I said, come on in.
You have a beautiful home. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you for finally having me out there.
Yeah, so
I'll
stupid.
See you at the next house.
The quirk and insecurity is just so stupid. And while we were hanging out, you know, catching up and... I just realized while you were talking to me, like, it's so stupid that I have this quirk, but I just haven't been able to get over it.
You See, think it's gone now?
Yeah, it's stupid. For those that are, I mean, Kristen is a good friend of mine. Even if the house was junk, she would make me feel good about it, right?
Well, of course, but it's not, so you know. But we were sitting on the couch, and it was actually nice. I mean, sharing stories that don't even, like, share on air, and just to be able to have that reconnect. So thank you for inviting me to your home. I had a lovely time.
Thanks for coming in and not judging me.
You're welcome.
Hi, Romeo. You're calling it a rite of passage.
I am.
Which is?
So I believe so. Every person in the entertainment industry has to go through this job, right? And that is to be a waiter or a waitress. Mm. And then now that I'm in acting classes and I'm actually trying to pursue that a little more, you know, passionately and more serious, I would say, I feel like I'm in that space where, one, I want to move out, so I need some extra cash.
You're really getting serious about this.
Oh, yeah. And it's crazy because I think I'm going to move out without telling my parents. Like, I'm...
What?
Yeah, I know. We can get into that some other day. But
I think this is the hard left we got to take right now.
Yeah, okay.
How do you move out of your parents' home without telling your parents?
And let's re-explain also. So... Romeo comes from a Latino family.
Yes.
They are from El Salvador, and there's a cultural difference in his culture. Like, it's like, you stay, and I'm almost insulted if you leave.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, you don't move out unless you're having, like, a kid or you're getting married. That's it. Like, you move out once you're married. And so, I'm 26 years old. I realized, like, I think my parents think that going and paying for an apartment is kind of a waste of money. So they've always been like, if you're going to move out, get something off your own. And I've been like, okay, yeah, like, I don't know if I want to do that. And I started thinking like, okay, if it's a waste of money, it's a waste of my money.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the key word. It's my money. So if I'm going to waste it, why do I care? So then I was thinking, maybe I'll just like, go look at apartments behind their back and not even tell them and then just show up one day with the lease.
So what will if you tell them that you're going through this whole thing and you're planning on taking off, A, have you done that before? And B, in your mind, the conversation's going to go so bad you'd rather not deal with it?
I think they'll talk me out of it. That's generally it. I think they've done it before. I've mentioned it to try to get like their help in certain things like or get advice generally just to like see like, okay, that's a big move and... Yeah, they always talk me out of it. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. Like, that is a waste of money. Maybe I should save up for something of my own. And now I'm just at that point where it's just like, no, let me just do this.
So in order to follow through, you're like, I literally have to show up with the signed lease papers and be like, this is a done deal. I'm out.
Yeah, like I can't back out. Sorry.
So you're not going to ghost them. Like, they're not going to wake up one day and all your stuff's going to be gone in the middle of the night. You'll be like, I signed a lease.
Yeah.
I'm moving it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Because I was about to get really upset for your mama.
No.
Okay.
That makes sense.
All right. Now, you know your family way better than anybody else in here. But I think in my family, well, no, I got to take my family out of it.
You do. I love you, but you do.
Because if I showed up with just the lease and said I'm moving out, they would have been like, we would have helped you, right? We would have helped you look for a place. So... if you do that and you tell them, look, here's the lease I'm taking off, they're not going to be mad by that?
I think they'll be a little bit upset, but I personally believe that I will get more help from them afterwards than I would before.
Okay. Mm. All right.
All right.
So, that's a big step, dude.
We'll see. We'll find out. Maybe I'll get in trouble. And
get in trouble.
Be here.
Nope. You ain't ready to move out.
That's the Burt Show.
You're on the Burt Show.